Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty. I appreciate you tuning in to today's update. Remember, you can tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online right here at KFYO.com. And of course, with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show wherever you go. Just download that for your iPhone or Android device, and you can tune in to the Chad Hasty Show wherever you are. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. You know, tomorrow on the show, I get to have a little bit of fun because the editor, the barbecue editor, that's right, we're talking a little barbecue tomorrow on the show, Daniel Vaughn, he's the barbecue editor for Texas Monthly Magazine. You can follow him on Twitter, at Barbecue Snob, or BBQ Snob, if you want to be, I guess, more accurate on that. He'll join me at 10:05. We'll talk, well, what else? Barbecue, some of the best barbecue joints that he has been to, what he looks for in great barbecue, and what you should be looking for in great barbecue. On the Facebook side or on Twitter, send me a message at Chad Hasty Radio. Let me know what your favorite barbecue site is, either here in Lubbock, on the South Plains, in West Texas, or really just wherever you've had really good barbecue. Send me your thoughts and your recommendations on Twitter or right here on or on Facebook as well. A lot of stuff going on in the news still. There's a lot of fallout from the Ted Cruz non-filibuster filibuster. There are some on the right who are really getting upset that no one's calling this a filibuster. It technically was not a filibuster, but you know, if you're really that upset that no one's calling it a filibuster, come on, you're kind of losing the point of what Ted Cruz was doing. Ted Cruz was standing up and fighting for the American people. He was fighting, which is something that a lot of Republicans aren't doing right now, and something that Senator John Cornyn has taken a lot of heat on. According to the Austin American-Statesman, Senator John Cornyn on Wednesday congratulated his colleague Ted Cruz, quote, on a historic marathon speech in opposition to Obamacare. He went on to say that he still can't go along with an effort to filibuster the continuing resolution that would keep the government operating past Monday. Quote, while I remain committed to defunding Obamacare, I'm also committed to avoiding a government shutdown, said Cornyn in a conference call with Texas reporters about an hour after Cruz ended his 21-hour, 20-minute talkathon against Obamacare. Shortly after Cruz quit talking, the Senate voted unanimously to consider the continuing resolution passed by the House that stripped out all the monies implementing Obamacare. By the way, you will hear a lot of people come out and say, ah, oh, see, the Senate, Cruz was a failure. Everybody, including Cruz, voted on this. This is not what Cruz was filibustering or talking about. Cruz is trying to avoid cloture. This is not what happened. Cloture will come on Saturday, possibly Friday, but most likely on Saturday, unless, you know, Harry Reid decides to redo things, which he probably won't do. On Friday's show, I have been told we will be visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Not sure exactly what time, but that is something to look forward to, as U.S. Senator John Cornyn will appear on the show on Friday. We will talk about this. We will talk about the filibuster and why he is against a possible filibuster, why he is against a possible government shutdown. So we will talk about that. Feel free to go ahead and submit your questions for Senator Cornyn coming up on Friday's show. Not sure exactly what time yet, but that is definitely something to look forward to. Speaking of other senators out there, Senator John McCain, he is just upset at Senator Ted Cruz. He cannot help himself. He's very upset. He's reigniting, or I guess he would accuse Ted Cruz of reigniting the little feud between McCain and Cruz. You know what? I still have to say, if I were to pick a side, if I wanted to be on one side, it would not be on the side that John McCain is on. Final story out there. This from the Washington Post. 15% of American adults don't browse the internet. That's right. That's according to the Washington Post. 15% of American adults are not online, according to the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Just released new data on these people. Who are these people? Unsurprisingly, they tend to skew towards the elderly, the poor, and those with less academic attainment. The age disparity is particularly marked, with 44% of those aged 65 or older being offline compared to only 2% of those aged 18 to 29. If you look at the GI generation, those currently 77 or older, 62% are offline. That really isn't too shocking. That will change as people get older, the younger crowd gets older. As I continue to get older, we will stay online because why would you want to be offline? Well, okay, every now and then, it's good to be offline. Tomorrow, Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor, which is not a bad job at all. Look, if your job, if one of your main jobs is to go around and eat good barbecue, that's not bad. That's actually a pretty good gig. Well, he will join me tomorrow on the show at 10:05. Can't wait. Looking forward to visiting with Daniel Vaughn. You can follow him on Twitter at BBQSnob. That's BBQSnob on Twitter. You can follow me at ChadHD Radio. Remember to submit some of your favorite places to get barbecue. And also, you can submit your questions for U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who will join me on Friday's show. Again, not sure what time he will be on. The Chad HD Show airs at weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you back on the show Thursday morning at 8:30.